Chapter 21. A man who was Uva, and countries where they play foreign music in restaurants. Of course, the bus tour was her idea. Uva couldn't see the use of it. If they had to go anywhere, why not just take the Saab? But Sonia insisted that buses were romantic, and that sort of thing was incredibly important, Uva had learned. So that's how it ended up. Even though everyone in Spain seemed to think they were somehow exceptional because they went around yawning and drinking and playing foreign music in restaurants and going to bed in the middle of the day, Uva did his best not to like any of it. But Sonia got so worked up about it all that in the end, it inevitably affected him too. She laughed so loudly when he held her that he felt it through his whole body. Not even Uva could avoid liking it. They stayed in a little hotel with a little pool and a little restaurant run by a man whose name, as Uva understood it, was Sjosa. It was spelled Jose, but it seemed people weren't too particular about pronunciation in Spain. Sjosa couldn't speak any Swedish, but he was very interested in speaking anyway. Sonia had a little book in which she looked things up, so she could say things like sunset and ham in Spanish. Uva felt it didn't stop being the butt end of a pig just because you said it another way, but he never mentioned this. On the other hand, he tried to point out to her that she shouldn't give money to the beggars in the street, as they'd only buy schnapps with it. But she kept doing it. "They can do what they like with the money," she said. When Uva protested, she just smiled and took his big hands in hers and kissed them, explaining that when a person gives to another person, it's not just the receiver who's blessed, it's the giver. On the third day, she went to bed in the middle of the day, because that was what people did in Spain, she said, and one should adopt the local customs of a place. Uva suspected it was not so much about customs as her own preferences, and this suited her very well as an excuse. She already slept 16 hours out of 24 since she got pregnant. Uva occupied himself by going for walks. He took the road leading past the hotel into the village. All the houses were made of stone, he noted. Many of them didn't appear to have thresholds under their front doors, and there were no decent window seals to be seen. Uva thought it slightly barbaric. One couldn't bloody build houses like this. He was on his way back to the hotel when he saw Sjosa leaning over a smoking brown car at the side of the road. Inside sat two children and a very old woman with a shawl around her head. She didn't seem to be feeling very well. Sjosa caught sight of Uva and waved at him in an agitated manner with something almost like panic in his eyes. "Sinjar," he called out to Uva, the way he'd done every time he'd spoken to him since their arrival. Uva assumed it meant Uva in Spanish, but he hadn't checked Sonia's phrasebook so carefully. Sjosa pointed at the car and gesticulated wildly at Uva again. Uva stuck his hands into his trouser pockets and stopped at a safe distance with a watchful look on his face. "Hospital!" Sjosa shouted again and pointed at the old woman in the car. In fact, she didn't look in very good shape, Uva reaffirmed to himself. Sjosa pointed to the woman and pointed under the hood at the smoking engine, repeating despairingly, "Hospital! Hospital!" Uva cast his evaluating eye on the spectacle and finally drew the conclusion that this smoking, Spanish-manufactured car must be known as a hospital. He leaned over the engine and peered down. It didn't look so complicated, he thought. "Hospital," Sjosa said again and nodded several times and looked quite worried. Uva didn't know what he was expected to say to that. Clearly, the whole matter of car makes was considered quite important in Spain, and certainly Uva could empathize with that. "Saab," he said, therefore, pointing demonstratively at his chest. Sjosa stared in puzzlement at him for a moment, then he pointed at himself. "Sjosa!" "I wasn't bloody asking for your name, I was only say—" Uva started saying, but he stopped himself when he was met on the other side of the hood by a stare as glazed as an inland lake. Obviously, this Chausset's grasp of Swedish was even worse than Uva's Spanish. Uva sighed and looked with some concern at the children in the back seat. They were holding the old woman's hands and looked quite terrified. Uva looked down at the engine again. Then he rolled up his shirt sleeves and motioned for Chausset to move out of the way. Within 10 minutes, they were back on the road, and Uva had never seen anyone so relieved to have his car fixed. However much she flicked through her little phrase book, Sonia never found out the exact reason why they weren't charged for any of the food they ate in Jose's restaurant that week. But she laughed until she was positively simmering every time the little Spanish man who owned the restaurant lit up like a sun when he saw Uva, held out his arms, and exclaimed, "Señor Saab!" Her daily naps and Uva's walks became a ritual. On the second day, Uva walked past a man putting up a fence and stopped to explain that this was absolutely the wrong way to do it. The man couldn't understand a word of what he was saying, so Uva decided in the end that it would be quicker to show him how. On the third day, he built a new exterior wall on a church building with the assistance of the village priest. On the fourth day, he went with Chausset to a field outside the village where he helped one of Chausset's friends pull out a horse that had got stuck in a muddy ditch. Many years later, it occurred to Sonia to ask him about all that. When Uva at last told her, she shook her head both long and hard. "So, while I was sleeping, you sneaked out and helped people in need and mended their fences? People can say whatever they like about you, Uva. But you're the strangest superhero I ever heard about." On the bus on the way home from Spain, she put Uva's hand on her belly, and he felt the child kicking, faintly, as if someone had prodded the palm of his hand through a very thick oven mitt. They sat there for several hours, feeling the little bumps. Uva didn't say anything, but Sonia saw the way he wiped his eyes with the back of his hand when he rose from his seat and mumbled something about needing the bathroom. It was the happiest week of Uva's life. It was destined to be followed by the very unhappiest.